Hello. This is the point in UCAD ordinarily where I get up here and I talk about discovery and all of the things that TNA has or hasn't done with that particular product. A little bit of a different story today, and it does have that somewhat pompous title about imaginative ways of with medical. As you'll see, the challenge is really rather to encourage other people to be imaginative rather than to try and do it myself. And today I'm going to talk to you about the challenges of updating, maintaining and exposing data sets, responding to changing user needs and expectations, and dealing with legacy systems. And my method for doing that is a particular case study, the hospital records database. I feel a bit guilty following Teresa, who's managed to do so much in such a short period of time. And whereas this is something that we've been thinking about what to do with for a number of years now. But the time is finally here, I think. So a little bit of background about what the hospital records database is. Well, it was created by the Wellcome Library and is hosted by the National Archives. And it provides information. Is that better? Oh, yes, goodness, sorry. Too close, we get feedback. Okay. Which gives information on the existence and location of the records of hospitals in the UK, and also gives information on the administrative history of those hospitals, their status and type. There are currently over 2,800 entries in the database, but much of the content is out of date, which you'll see throughout this presentation. And potentially misleading, as it was developed from the 1980s onwards. As I say, it was developed in partnership with the Wellcome Library, particularly under Leslie Hall, who's now retired there, who did sterling work on it for more than three decades. So, this is it, and I'm always terrible at this, and I always mean to do it, but I meant to put the URL at the top, which is nationalarchives.gov.uk/hospital records. So, as with Teresa, if you'd like to play along and witness firsthand the limitations of this service, please do. So here we are. Those of you who are familiar with some of our legacy services like the NRA, A2A, even latterly TNA's own catalogue, will be familiar with the visual style of this, which is very much the kind of mid to late 2000s TNA finding aids visual style. It's quite a contrast with what we've arrived at now with Discovery. It's not something that's mobile first, responsive. It's very keen on the beige. So just the visual side of things is quite a marked contrast. So it's something, it looks like it's left from another era, and very much it is. If we just dive in and search, you're presented with a somewhat limited option to search by hospital name or by town name. And despite the presence of tooltips, like it's not necessary to enter the full name, for example, there's not really much sense of what this dataset is capable of doing. But I'm not going to do a trial run live, so I'm just going to run through. So I followed what the tooltip suggested, and I just went with George there, and you get a list of results, 15 of them. The top few, it's not even clear why they've appeared. On further investigation, it's because those are alternative or previous names for that institution. And I think those of us in this room might be able to figure that out. But I think for general users and people who are new to archival data sets of different shapes and sizes, that's not an expectation that we can really make, that they would know that. Again, it's keeping its cards close to its chest. And this service is all interface, really, and not very much about opening the data. And as I say, what an interface it is. So But here we go. So this is actually on a actual hospital's page, St George's Hospital in London. And I'm going to move away from this and I'll try and talk loudly. But if I'm not loud enough, please let me know. And the real strength of this is in the name authority data that we have here. These kind of connections between the administrative authorities, the present name, the previous name, the location, history of that institution, all of which is hidden and it can't be surfaced through the interface for this point. You can land on it through Google, but once you're here, how can you see what else is in the District Health Authority of Wandsworth and East Merton? You can't do that. It's just not possible. So, again, there are clear hurdles in the way of effective resource discovery in this kind of data set. Beyond that, it starts to explore information about the records pertaining to that hospital. in this case here, true or false values for these types of records and in a given date. And the notes here give a little bit more explanation. it indicates that there are finding aids, in this case a brief guide, in that case a catalogue, but there are no links outwards. So again, you're kind of stuck there. You might know to go to the Wellcome Library, but as you can see, very often there's no reference information given either. So you more or less going to the inquiries desk and saying, where are these? And so on it goes. And that's just for one hospital. There's quite a lot there. And there's over 2,800 hospitals. So in a way, so far, so good. It looks like there's a lot of stuff there that we could free up and get out of this. However, taking this example, Ramsgate Hospital, which I grew up quite near to, it makes a quite clear statement that this is not closed. But I know for a fact that this hospital is closed. In fact, it's been closed for so long that it's been turned into some stunning apartments, which is the overstatement of the century, I can tell you. And this, in fact, indicates that they were converted in 2005. So we've been holding that kind of misleading data for a long time now. And in fact, actually, I was surprised just by Googling how difficult it is to find definitively the year in which Ramsgate Hospital closed. And quite close to the top, if you just Google Ramsgate Hospital closed, Hosprec is one of the first, Hospital Records Database is one of the first results. So people will land there. May get misleading information. So what approaches are there to dealing with this? Well, a couple of years ago now, we started a pilot project to look at how we could update the data. And that pilot centred on the county of Hertfordshire. It was not too small, it was not too big, and it was to go through all of the hospitals in that county and to improve that the quality of the data and to migrate it into Discovery. In this case, it was the name authority information, which was so valuable that I was talking about earlier, that was the kind of focus of this. And it was to enhance or to create, where they weren't already there, name authorities for the individual hospitals in Discovery. And formally, this would have been the indexes to the NRA. And so you start to see something very similar here. Alternative names, dates, very long history information, which is exceeds the standard that we normally have for the NRA authority files, which are usually quite schematic. Places, historical context. And then last but not least, the same kind of summary collection level information and related name authorities. Now again, this all looks well and good, but that was one county that took a few months to do. So a little estimate was put together about how long it would take to do the whole country. And the number that came out was that it would take 6 person years of research and data entry. at a cost of either, depending on how we phased it, £215,973 or £243,535. And I would suggest that at the end of those 6 years, you would have undergone at least one further NHS reorganisation and you'd be back to where you started. So the question really then is, what can we do to be more cost effective and ensure it's more closely aligned with user needs? Because that's one of the things that's missing here, is who uses this service? In raw numbers, it's not very many people. But you can see why they might not. There's a lot of barriers to using it in the way it is structured at the moment. So rather than that, I thought the simplest thing, or we think the simplest thing to start looking at, is actually the data itself. So here is one of the data tables from Access, and immediately it starts to look much more attractive for people in this room, perhaps not end users, but there are things we can actually do here. We can say, well, look, there's the name, we can sort by this, we can search by postcode, we can do all kinds of things, and even the least technically minded people like myself can plug that kind of data into free online tools. This is cartodb.com, and start to get interesting visualizations with that data. In this case, it's a map of the open and closed, open is green, red is closed, hospitals in the UK. Although, as I've already said, that's not necessarily particularly accurate, because some of the ones that are open are actually closed, quite possibly vice versa. And you can apply other tools, other filters, like the year of the closure to this. So I had one where you could move a timeline along. I've since lost it because I fudged my overwrote my data. You could move a timeline along to see the year the hospitals were closed. So which year were more hospitals closed in the UK than any other? 1947. I didn't know that, but it kind of makes sense, but it just shows that the formation of the NHS was quite an upheaval. So those are the kind of things that people might start to explore if they can get at the data a bit more. Let's see where I've got to and if I'm talking about what I should be. Okay. So what next? Well, we have the challenge of what to do with the data, obviously, but the other thing is how to align it with what else is out there. And there are various, I think, complications and opportunities. And one of those I've already touched on is the structure of the NHS and making sure that this is always a current data set, making sure that it keeps up. Now, this screenshot is from the Simple Guide to NHS Structure. and hospitals are in some of these boxes around here, so look, primary care, specialised services, and so on. And, well, there are data sets that already exist. So this is from the Health and Social Care Information Centre, and they publish a bewildering array of data sets about NHS organisations. And I think what starts to come into my head is the idea that we can augment our own name authority data or align it with other data sets that aren't necessarily archival. So there's something there, I think. Except when you look at their data, which ostensibly is very similar to what I showed you from the Hospreq data, it's then the challenge of matching it up and so on. So this is from their list of NHS trust sites, which has got more than 27,000 locations on it. Compare that to 2,800 for Hospreq. And you start to think that what we thought was a comprehensive data set, a comprehensive list of hospitals in the UK, might actually not be that comprehensive. Do we have the appetite to extend it that much? If you look on data.gov.uk, meanwhile, and just type in hospitals, you get more than 500 different data sets back. The first of these, which is the NHS Choices hospital sites information, that lists more than 1,200 active hospitals. What I haven't done is compared that data set with this one to see whether the present day NHS data actually matches up or not. So, because I don't really know what to do, what I've ended with here is something of a blank canvas, and my apologies to Chris and to Jeff who had a sort of similar conversation with me about this late last year. I think we have a few options. One, we could quite simply cut our losses. Say this is too far gone. We need to establish a clear user need. We need to build it up from scratch. We need to utilise the data sets that are already out there. I think we can leverage subject matter experts. We can make more use of citizen archivists, citizen scientists, however you want to call it. We could slot the data into existing projects, which is something that I know that Jeff looked at when he told us about the UK Medical Heritage Library. So are there things we can do with the data to help create visualisations in other contexts? Obviously, we could do the whiz-bang project that costs £250,000, but who's going to fund that? I think what we need to do is develop a clear case for the value of this service. We need to engage with our users, and I think that doesn't mean just the National Archives users. I think it's users elsewhere. And we need to look at other ways of opening this data up. And I apologise that I've repeated myself a few times there, but I think the point is that the current service has reached the end of its useful life. And what I really want to do is to make the data, however useful it is, more accessible. And in the past, what we've done here is to move more and more data into discovery. And we've done that, I think, to varying degrees of success with the NRA, A2A, and so on. But I think this is a different case now. So I'd just like to leave it with that. And if anyone's got any ideas, please do contact me. And if anyone's interested in the data, please do contact me. And the usual contact details apply, and you can talk to me later. So thank you.